Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Samach Zayin. Today's daf is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Milton Ehrenreich on his 25th yard site by his son, Sheldon Ehrenreich. So we wish the Neshama Shev and Aliyah, again Milton Ehrenreich, on his 25th yard site today from his son, Sheldon Ehrenreich. Okay, just scheduling note, I'm traveling tonight, so I will try, B'li Neder, Bezrat Hashem, tonight at 8:30 we'll meet here to give tomorrow's daf tonight. And then Sunday, Monday will not be online, but Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up again on Tuesday. On Tuesday, I'm flying back Sunday night, so Monday, Be'ez Hashem, be back, have time to prepare it, and then be able to give it on Tuesday morning, Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay, one by one. So, Kuf Samach Vav Amid Beis. So, we just spoke about what bugs do when they go onto wet ink. Do they stretch the ink, or do they take away the ink? So we had a teku, which we ended up this year with yesterday. So we're going to start five lines from the bottom. Hahu. Hahu, says the Gemara. Hahu dahavi kasiv ba shisma'a zuza. There was a star, as this whole shisma'a vizuza. As this whole parak talks about all different types of staris and issues that come up. What happens if you have a star that it said 600 and a zuz? That's what it said in the star. 600 and a zuz. So you don't know what the 600 was. What was the denomination of the 600? So Shalcha Rav Shravya Kameda Abaya. Shravya said in front of Abaya, Shisma'a Istri Vizuza. Do you assume it's 600 Istri and a zuz? Oh, Dilma Shisma'a Priti Vizuza. Right, there's different amounts. So how do you understand the 600? So Amarle, so Abaya answers back, no, Dal Priti. Delokasvi Bishtara. Now, it can't be Prutos, Priti, because people wouldn't write that number in the Shtar. Da Asuche Misachin Luhu. People sum them up, people add up such little coinage. Umashvi Luhu Zuze. They wouldn't use, like, you wouldn't write in the Shtar, he owes him 600 pennies. Right? He wouldn't say that. You would say, whatever, he owes him $6. Right, so they wouldn't say such a small amount in a star, so it can't be that. So my amrit shisma'a istri vizuza. So what do you think? It's istri and azuza? No, that also can't work. Yad bala star al hatachtona. We always assume it's the smallest amount possible, and therefore what we assume it is zuzim. 600 zuz and 1 zuz, and therefore what he means to write is 601 zuz. That is what the Miskana was. Again, like the principle we've always had many times in this parak, Hamotse Mechaveiro Alav Haraya. Okay, Amar Abaya. If you noticed, Abaya...
Yeah? A case where it's a helper, for example. So the Mal is claiming the bigger amount and the Lo is claiming the smaller amount?
Right, let's say there's a Machlokas, right?
But it's not like a Mode Mixas, because it's...
Is it Mode Mixas? Oh, you have the star here. I guess into the halach issues, because it's written in there. I think, yeah, it's a machlokas about what the star was, what is owed. Amar Abaya, if you noticed, Abaya is playing a major role in this parak. It's coming up all the time. I don't know exactly why, but Abaya is all over about stars. Amar Abaya, hai man deboi lemechvi chasimus yadei bebedina. If somebody wants to show their signature in Bezdin, Bezdin needs their signature. So, how do they show their signature? Lo lechvi besof megilsa. They shouldn't write their signature on the bottom of a blank document. Obvious reason why. Dilma mashkech lo acher. Maybe a different person will find it. Vikasiv demasik beizuzi. And he'll write in it, I owe $5 million to Ruvain. And boom, you have the signature on the bottom. In perfect IOU. Vitznan, let's just finish the line, and the Mishnah says, as we know, Hotzi alav ksav yado shu chayev lo. If somebody takes out a ksav yad, that means an IOU, that somebody else owes him money, gove minachasim b'nei chorin. That has enough status, at least, it's not considered a star, a full star, meaning to collect from Mishubadim, there's no edim on there. There are no witnesses on a ksav yad. It's just the person's own handwritten signature. So that would work, at least for minachasim b'nei chorin. See here too, Abaya gives good advice. Right, don't sign on the bottom of a star, because it could be used against you. A couple of points. Number one, what's the case where a person would have to give his signature to Bezdin? When would Bezdin want his signature? So, the Rashbam quotes the case from Ksubas Daf Chaf Aleph. Reuven and Shimon are signed on a star, and Shimon dies. Shimon dies. So Reuven comes along and says, okay, don't worry, I will testify. I'll testify about my signatures and about Shimon's signature. The problem is you're not allowed to have that because then Reuven is testifying about three quarters of the testimony. And you need half and half. Reuven can testify about his own signature and somebody else can testify about Shimon's signature. But there's nobody else to testify about Shimon's signature. So what's he doing? What he'll do is, says the Gemara, he'll sign his document. And if he signs his document, then Beis Din will compare his document to get his own signature. He'll sign a document and use that, and then he'll just testify about Shimon with somebody else. Right, that's the case where one would need to sign a document in Beis Din. That is just the Metzias. So let's talk though about this. The problem is that in Ksubis, where this case comes up, the Gemara says that you shouldn't even sign a document. You shouldn't even sign a document, even at not at the bottom of the shtar, because maybe it could be used against you. You should just sign on chaspa, on an earthenware shard, on a piece. Because in that case, so then Beis Din knows that is a material that is yachola his dayef, able to be forged, and Beis Din won't accept anything on this type of shtar. So therefore, you should never sign on a document, even at the top of the document. So ask the Gemara, ask Tosfos there, after we showed him there, how could our Gemara say that you could sign on the bottom, you shouldn't sign on the bottom of a document, but on the top of a document is okay? The Gemara in Ksubis says you shouldn't even sign on the top of a document. You should just sign on chaspa, you should just sign on earthenware. So Tosfos there says, v'dafka chaspa, Ksubis chafalof, v'hu adin ha'reshit the Megillah. Yeah, they're both good. Even if you can sign on the top of a document, you can sign on the bottom of a document, even if it's efsher, even if it's on cheres, because it won't be able to be used. And then he just adds, what about sources you find that cheres is good to sign on? By the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, where if a person wrote on yor or cheres, bitcha mukudeshes li, or on a sadeh, so Tosfos says, that's only going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ede Mesira Karsi. If you say Ede Mesira, Big Sugi, and Mesechas, Gittin, and Ksubis, that the focus is on the witnesses that see the transmission, so then that is okay. You could have a problem with the inside of the shtar. But according to Rabbi Meir, Ede Chasima Karsi, that the focus of the witnesses signed on it, then it would not help. But either way, Tosfos' answer is that if the Gemara is a lav dafka, just read the Gemara's together, you have a choice, either or. If you look in the Ramban there in Ksubis also quotes this problem. He says, "Bimegilsalo, don't sign on a Megillah based on the Gemara there. The Apagav da Aresha de Megilsa leka lamecha shlamidi. Even though the beginning of a document, there's no worry, like our Gemara says, anan achasma up machsamin onle. It's still better to sign on chaspa on a piece of shard, not on the even on the top. The dilma chasma save the Megillsa gzera." If you sign on the top, you might get mixed up. You might cut the sign on the bottom. Ubachaspa lekalamechish shari kas ksav sheyachol is dayifu. And if you just sign on a shard, that's for sure not going to be used against you. Ulinya mamona lagavya bay vafilu mibinichari. And therefore, on chaspa, on a piece of shard, you never going to collect anything, so there is no worry. So Tosfos says either or. Ramban says lechachila b'dieved. Lechachila is that gemara, but the eved are gemara. But really, it might confuse you, and you might even sign on the bottom. Just another answer, I think the Tumim suggests a third answer, and that is maybe there's a chilek between the two Gemaras. Right, the first answer, that's fundamental. Maybe there's a chilek between the two Gemaras, and that is Beis Din asking you to do it? Or are you just coming and doing it yourself for some reason? So Besugya Seinu, says the Tumim, in our Gemara, in Rav Basra, Medubar Sheina Beis Din Mitzavim Oso La'asos Kain. You're not in Beis Din doing it to command you Shechoshvim Sheyavo Edim. Elohu Ba'atzma Osa Kain. It's not that Beis Din is commanding you. They think that maybe Edom will come. We don't need it. But he's doing it. Im Kain, Hu Ba'atzma Tzarach Lachash, Lebal Yikol Otakala. So he's got to be worried. And therefore, he's got to sign at the top of the Megillah. Because he's worried that this will be used against him. He's doing this out of his own volition. But in Ksubis, it's talking about Beis Din is giving him advice. And Beis Din has to be mashgiach, so no takala comes out from any of there, from mitachas yadam. And therefore, we don't let him sign except the best possible choice. So the difference is if Beis Din is in charge, or if he is doing it himself. So that's the suggestion of the Tumim. So you have Tosfos and the Ramban and the Tumim. So that is part one. Interesting question. Do we, this we mentioned a number of times already, and it comes up right here. Kiyum Shtaris, right? So the guy is signing his signature in order for you to compare the signatures to the one that's in the Shtar, and that's Kiyum Shtaris. And you could also have two witnesses testify about his signature. You could have two witnesses testify about their own signatures. Do you need signatures? What if you just have just a few words written by the person, but not his signature? You have a couple, you have the Aleph Beis. Is that good enough? Could you tell somebody's handwriting from any Stam words that he wrote, or do you actually need his signatures? That is a Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Ritva here, and in Ksubis even more, says the Ritva, V'hu adinami dafilu b'seifa de megilsa yachli lemichtav tashrak tzapasan o alfabesa. You just making up some words, right? Maybe they mean something in old Spanish, right? So he says, you just write Aleph Beis. Just write any letters. The Ritva says, handwriting is handwriting. And you can compare handwriting, even though you're comparing just Stam words in order to a signature. Deleka lemechash lemidi. You're not worried about anything. Ubaha mechaskinan ksav yado bishtara. Right, that's fine. Right? Va'asi lidein. Right, there's no problem. That is the shita of the Ritva. But if you look in the Mordechai, and if you look at the Rosh there in Ksubis, the Rosh says, no. People's signatures and handwriting are different. Right, you ever see a prescription pad? Right? People write in one way, and they sign, it's like a certain way of signing their name. You know, it's probably, as a kid, you know, we always like practice, but we see our parents like signing their names, we think it's so amazing and cool, so we practice signing our names like you can't read it. Right? There's a certain way that you sign your names. So it says the Rush. You can't compare the content of a document to a chasima. And when Bezin wants to get the chasimos and to verify, they have to compare it to a chasima. They cannot compare it to just writing of a person. That's what the Rush says in, on that Gemara, in Ksubas Chafalaf, Simen Tezayin in the Rush, V'chein Muchak Tzas, because after all, what does our Gemara say? I'll bring a riot to you. You should sign Chasimas Yadei, or that Gemara over there. You should sign it on a shard. V'lo Kamar Lichtov Alpha Besa, Afilu B'Megilsa. Right? Why do you have to write a sign on the shard? Just write the Aleph Beis. Don't even sign your names. You don't get into any problems. It doesn't say that. Why not? Because that's not going to be good enough. That's not going to be good enough, says the Rush. Elavada I efshar ludamosam yachan el kishachosem shmo. Right, you can't. Fascinating machlokas about whether you could compare. Now this is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes these days in Simon Memvav Siv Zayin. Okay, a couple of other things on Ksav Yad. There's a lot of action right here on these lines that we just read. The Lavush. Let's do another Lavush. We did a Lavush a couple of days ago. We remember we spoke about the Lavush named all of his svarim of Mordechai Yaffe based on a pasuk in the Megillah, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achad. So today we're doing a Lavush in Choshei Mishpat, which is called the Ir Shushan. Ir Shushan, because in monetary matters, the city has to be able to be, function together. That's why he called the Sefer in Choshei Mishpat the Ir Shushan. So he has an interesting discussion. What happens if somebody comes to court, and I come to court, with a blank document, but your signature is at the bottom. And I come to court and say, you owe me $500. Here's the document. But you know what? You signed the document, then you gave it to me, and you said, right, because I'm borrowing $500 from you. And I could have written that in before I came to court, and that would be a ksav yad, and I would be able to collect from it. So believe me that it's $500, migul, that I could have just written it in. But the document is fully blank. He walks into court, so is that a migul? Does he have that power? Does ksav yad work? Because what's this whole gemara about? Don't sign on the bottom because maybe it'll be used against you. Maybe it'll be filled in and used against you. So, says the Lavush. Yeah, it sounds like he had that shaila. Right? Mishu balafnei bezdin, v'chasim alei shem ruven o'shimen mitzad echad, u'bitzad ha'sheni hu chalak lagamrei, v'lo kasim alei mitzad sheni klum. Nothing's written. And he says, hey, he owes me money and I just didn't write him because I was so mechan the migu. And the Lova says, no. It fell out of my pocket. I signed it. You were going to lend me money. That's true. Or maybe somebody, or maybe nothing. But you know what? I signed it so I would be able to lend money quickly. I would be able to borrow money quickly. And, but it fell out of my pocket. So who do you believe? Sounds like a very strong migu. Right? Sounds like you got a strong migu here because you could have just written it in. Said Lavush, wrong. Yearly, says the Sibim Mem Chas in the Lavush. The Taina Hanitva Bezu Taina Ma'al Yasa. Shekin Derech Lachtom. Because the Derech for people to sign Shtaris, Shetehe Muchenes Biyado. Likishe Yilvu. You know, if you go to somebody's person and you want to borrow money, you have about 10 seconds. Okay, fine, I'll give you the money. Give me a Shtar. So you want to have it written all out already. So people do that. And therefore, l'dayti chazaka gedola hizu. This is a tremendous chazaka that people don't give blank shtaris with their name on it to other people. They'll have it ready, but they won't give it. That's a very strong chazaka, says the Lavush. Shein shemada motzi mamarma kazu mitachas yado shehi amalve yachol lichtov alei koma sheyirtze. You don't give a blank document to somebody. V'sheyaminu afilu b'sach ha-mamon, v'hizmin, v'azman, dayu v'mashiyichta b'fonav, hasach v'azman, v'yaminu al-ashar, dodo b'shiftani askinon, shotim b'nei adam lo yasakein. The most foolish people won't do things like that. V'ledidi chazaka zu adifa mikol chazakos shamru chachamim zal, shemotzin alei mamon. This is the strongest chazaka in the world, more than the chazaka in the Parah Patoch Zmano we had earlier in the Masechta on Daf Hei, or other chazakas. V'zu adifa mikulan, and I'll bring you a raya. Bring you a raya. Our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? A person shouldn't sign on the bottom of a document. Why? Because people might come and fill it in. Why does the Gemara say people might come and bring it to Bestin and use it as a migo that they could have filled it in? Why doesn't it say that in the Gemara? Why does it just say, oh, you may come to fill it in? It must be that we're not choshish for this because nobody's so foolish to give shtaras with their sign names. Therefore, this is a migu garua, and it's like a migu b'makam edim, and it doesn't work, and we throw the guy out of court. Throw the guy out of court. That is the ir shushan, the lavush. The Sma quotes this in Siman Memches. Achash Mishra, he says, sounds like a good migu to me. Sounds like a good migu to me. What kind of raya? There's no raya from our Gemara. The first and most foremost chash is that he might fill it in. Okay, as an extension of that, he might come to court and bring it, and it might be empty and use it as a migu. So machlokas achronim. So might come up. Where did might it come up? Lamaisa. Where does this might come up? What about a blank check? Hey, you think this is not lamaisa? Sometimes we give somebody a blank check. Sometimes you give a stock organization a blank check. So in the Moritz Hadaf, he talks about different cases where somebody might give a blank check. Quotes, halakhic authorities assert that if people are accustomed, and that, what was the whole chazak of the Lavush? Nobody ever does this. Sometimes you do it today. You give it to somebody, fill in, I don't know how much it is, just fill it in later. Let's see, there's machlokas afterwards. So halakhic authorities assert that if people are accustomed to give others such open checks, the holder of the check is believed to demand any amount. This regulation is also supported by paragraph 19A of the National Ordinance for Promissory Notes, which states that if a note lacks an essential detail, the holder may fill in the detail as he wishes. It follows then that the holder is believed to present a claim against the signer of a check missing a specified amount. So again, because now the whole metzius might change. So the Lavush said nobody ever does this, but the whole metzius might change. Finally, one more point, and then we'll do the rest of Amud Aleph. And that is, we're talking here about a ksav yad. Ksav yad, if I come to court, and I have a ksav yad that says, you owe me, I owe you, right, it's signed, Rosner owes Reuven $100, and I sign. So if you bring that to court, so I owe you the money. What happens if I say I paid you already? If I say, parati, I paid you already. So that question is a very important question. Why? Because the root of that question really is, how much is ksav yad a real shtar? You could collect with it. But how much is it? We know a shtar needs two eidim. A shtar with one eid, we discussed that a couple days ago. Right? Shtar beid echad. Telling you, the end of a basra, you think we're winding down? These dafim are winding up. There is so much meat here, and this is one of the major mesechtas in this, major prakim in this mesechta, in all of Nezikin. Get pashat as some major sugis right all the way at the end. Shtar beid echad. Right here, ksav yad. Comes up in a few places, Yevamos and elsewhere, but here, ksav yad. So, one of the litmus tests to know if it's a real shtar, if you have a shtar and I say I paid you, I'm not believed. Because you have a shtar. Shtar chabiyadi, my boy. So what about by ksav yad? Major machlokas between the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif say that he will be believed to say parati, meaning it's not a real shtar. It's a semi, it's a quasi shtar. The Rambam and the Rif, and who argues? The Balamor. This is the last Balamor and Ramban in the Masechta. Go to the last page in the Rif. The Balamor and the Ramban go at each other. Says the Balamor. Valonis barely zadavar, that the Rif says parati, he would be believed. Ki nira li de la olam yachalam emar, heich shtarcha biyadi my boy. I'm saying, you would not be believed. Nira li ki klalhu, bain bishtarchov, bain biksav yad. The chay nira, milasha mishnah seinu, sheshanina, what does the mishnah say? Gove minachasim bede chorin, filo haikadibre arav, hoilalatana the masis on the farish, valomar, yitam, vama parati neman. Should have said that. The last Balamar in Baba Basra, that ksav yad is a real shtar. It's a real shtar. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? Kedarko Bakodesh, he defends the Rif, I think he's wrong, and I think there's Raya is wrong, etc. That is a fundamental machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban, and it ends up being a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch between the Mechaber and the Rama. But if that is the case, the Ritva says in our Gemara, if the Rif and the Rama are right, they could always tie into Parati, so what's the Hochshash here of starting on the bottom of a Shtar? If somebody brings it to the court, I'll say, Parati! Right? So what's the whole reason here that you can't start on the bottom of a star then? Says the Ritva, says no, human nature. If somebody brings a document to court and you see it and you know it's totally wrong, what's your first reaction going to be? I'm going to go flustered. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, how is the Ramei Olam? That's never been. I don't know what this is. You're not going to think, oh, if I taina la hadam lo hayid Ramei Olam, I'm not going to be believed because it's a ksav yad. I signed it. Oh, I'm going to taina parati. I'm not going to think like that. Says the Ritva, and I'm not going to be able to change my taina. So says the Ritva, that's why, because even though you're right, parati would be believed, people would be so automatic. I have no idea what this is talking about. They would taina lo hayid Ramei Olam instead of parati, and therefore they wouldn't be believed. Okay? So three or four major issues that come up on these. Number one, how do you fit this Gemara with the Gemara in Ksubis? Number two, what about regular words and not chasimis? Number three, what about a blank star, the story with the lavush and a blank check? And number four, what about parati against the ksav yad? Okay, now we continue. Says the Gemara. So the rest of the Yama now is people who try to trick. People who try to forge stars. Hahu, bazvina, das lakami dabaya. There was a toll collector that came in front of Abaya. Again, Abaya is the man. Omer le, nechzi limar, chasimas yadei. He says to Abaya, could I please have a copy of your signature? You know why? To chiyasi rabbanon, because when there was a rabbinic discount at the tolls. So people would bring letters from Abaya that I get the rabbinic discount, and the tax toll collector had to compare it to Abaya's signature. So he said, Abaya, I need a copy of your signature to be able to compare it. So Tchiasa Rabbanan Machvile, when they show it to me, I'll let them pass without paying the toll. So Achvile Bereish Megilsa. So Abaya starts writing his signature on the top of the page. Havika Nogidbe. As he's writing, the guy's trying to pull the star up a little bit to make Abaya's signature go a little bit lower down on the page. So Amar Lehi, Abaya says, Kvar Kadmuch Rabbanan. The rabbis already got rid of your trickery. Meaning they told me not to do this. Therefore he figured him out. Amar Abaya, again Abaya, Mitzlas ad Eser, Lo Lichto Besof Shita. You shouldn't write the numbers 3 to 10 at the end of a line where it's possible for somebody to add in one letter. Because, let's say the word tlasa, right, or tlas, you could add in a letter and make it tilton. 3 becomes 30, right? And some other letters, eser becomes esrin, right? It becomes 20. So don't write the numbers where they could just add on, right? Halacha lamaisa could be the same kind of thing. You write a check, you should always put a line afterwards, right? So people don't have a taiva to whoever you're giving it to, even though they're wrong, but they don't have a taiva to do any tricks. So b'tazav eser l'lichta b'soshita, dilma mezayif akasa, because maybe they're going to add in the letter, and then charge you take money from you. V'yisrami le, by the way, Tosfos says, Tosfos in lo nichtov, this is only by nekeva numbers, like tlas, because tlas could become tlasin. But if it's tlasa, if you're writing the male way, right, so then you have an aleph there, so there's no problem. So, what the Gemara says, V'yisramile, if it comes out that's where you have to write the number in the shtar, Nehedre ledibure train tlasa zimne. Repeat the number a bunch of times in the document, as you continue the document, so then you'll see from later on in the shtar, that you always go by the tachton, like we said yesterday. The efshar d'lom esrami le'bam sashita. It's impossible. At least one of the times you'll have it in a place in the middle of a line, and in the middle of a line, it's very hard to add in letters. At the end of a line, you can just add in one letter. You'll see you try to squeeze something in, and sometimes you read the Torah. You see the sofer try to squeeze in some letters at the end of the line. But in the middle, you'll be able to tell if something was changed. Period. Ahuda vikasebe tilsa bipardisa. There was a document that was written in there that a person sold somebody a third in his orchard. Meaning a third of the orchard, and the orchard was in a bit larger garden. So it said a third in an orchard. And what happened? Ozal machke legage de bays, the forgerer took the bays in bit pardisa. He knocked off the top of the bays, the roof of the bays, vikare, and the leg of the bays. So what was left just on the right side? The vav. A vav was left. So instead of saying a third in the orchard, it said a third and the orchard. So he wanted to collect the entire garden and a third of the orchard. Vishavye upardisa. He made it into the word vipardisa. Also, the comedy Abaya. Abaya was the expert. So Amar le, my time a ravich le alma lahai vav. Why is there so much space around this vav? Right, Abaya caught on immediately. Kafte, Abaya forced him. Va'ode, and he eventually admitted. How did Abaya force him? What did Abaya do? Kafte va'ode. Right, he took the law into his own hands. But the Gemara says, right, in Baba Kama, of it inish dina l'nafshe. A person could take the law into his own hands in some cases. What about a Bezdin? So there are various Gemaras where Bezdin does what it thinks. The Me'iri says that, is my Me'iri here? The Me'iri says, V'chol she'nira l'dayanim kayotzi bazeh rashoim lingos es ha'chashid v'eineihem. They're allowed to hit the chashid. If a dayan thinks that the guy's lying, not maybe lamaisa, but at least a real, you know, in the old, a real bezdin, so appointed bezdin by the Sanhedrin, they can take the law into their own hands a little bit if they think there's some funny business going on here. Vizeo shenemar b'chol elu. That's why we're gonna have three cases right now. Kafte, he tied him up, but Odi, and he admitted. And then the Me'iri adds v'yesh omrim, and I think shelo hutar lahem kach b'shum panim. Says the Miri, I don't think this is really allowed. You're not allowed to beat him up for this. V'lo nemar kafte el aderech ayom. You threaten you're going to beat him up. Kemisha mara atzmo bari al hadavar. You show the guy that you're sure that the guy is lying. V'kofto al ha'amud. You tie him to the pole, la halkoso, and you pick up the whip in front of him and say, you ready? But you don't actually whip him. Right? You do that. V'chein advarim nirim. Says the Miri, I like that shot. Like that, you're not actually just the guy changed the base to a vav. He's a con artist, but figure out ways to do it without physically getting into him. Okay, we're not talking about we're talking about money here. But again, that is how the Me'iri interprets this. In the story, it doesn't say like that. Abaya came and he himself did it. Did the Nitzvah say Abaya? I think there's funny business here, or did he do it himself? Do you say Ta'aninon here that he do it himself? Even if others don't claim, that's a machlokas. Look at the Yad Ramah here says you don't claim. So it must be only if there's Yarshim or somebody who shouldn't have known. But if the Nitzvah is there, it doesn't say anything, so then you don't do it yourself. And the Tur quotes the Yad Ramah in our Sugya. The Tur in Simin Mem Beis quotes the Yad Ramah and says, V'nire li sh'afilu im lo yiton ha'nitvah. Chayif ha'dayin liton k'di lahotzi ha'davar lamito. If the dayin think that's funny business, it doesn't matter if the other guy's not saying a word. A dayin's responsibility is don din emes la'amito. Period. So even if he's not saying a word, I have to pipe up and make sure that the din comes out true. And it's the job of the sofer. The job of the sofer, of the dayan, the sofer has to write his letters exactly, and it's the job of the dayan to make sure there's nothing funny going on here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Minas Reuven v'Shimonache. It's written in there that I sold you Reuven and the portion of Reuven and Shimon the brothers. Vahavi luhu acha d'shmei ache. They also had a brother that was named Ache. And Azal Kasabe Vav v'Shavya ve'ache. So the forgerer added in the word Vav before Shimon and Reuven and Shimon brothers. Reuven and Shimon and Ache. My time a dachik le'am alai vav. Why is his vav stuck in there, squeezed in, kulei? Kapti va'ode. Couldn't get one past Abaya. Could not get one past him. Not an added letter and not a taken away letter. There was a star that the two witnesses on the star were Rava and Rav Acha bar Ada. And siyata d'shmaya, it happened that the star came in front of Rava's court. Also, l'kami de Rava, Omer le, dein chasem is yada didihu. This is definitely my signature. This is my signature. Miyu kami de Rav Acha bar Ada lo chasimi le'olam. I would never have signed my name in front of Rav Acha bar Ada. He was older than me. I would never have signed my name in front of him. So I have no idea where this is from. Kafti v'ode. So he figured out that it was a forgery. Omer le, and then by the way, after the guy admitted, he says to him, how do you, Bishlam Didi Zaifis, I understand how you forged my signature, because I'm a regular guy, so you forged my signature. Ela de Rav Acha bar Ada, de Rossis Yode, Heichi Avdis, Rav Acha bar Ada shakes, maybe he had Parkinson's, maybe he was always shaking. So how do you forge his signature? You gotta be so, what'd you do? It's very hard to forge a signature like that. So Amai says, Anchi Yode Ametzra. I stood, there was a little bridge going over the water, and I held one hand onto the bridge, and one hand I signed. So I was like really nervous as I was signing. I made it as if I was shaking. Or I stood on a bottle. Imagine trying to balance yourself on a bottle, signing as you do that. So I was shaking while I was signing. So therefore, I was able to forge it properly. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Again, we can spend a long time on this Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Again, basic ideas in shtaris. Kosvin get li'ish afalpish ein ishto imo. A man, a sofer, could write a get for a man, even though the woman is not there. As we know, get, gerushin, is balkarcha, right? It's a unique type of process. It's man-focused. Mida oraisa, we had spoken about before, on daf kuf mem ches amid beis, the sugya of avelus, right when a kuf mem z, where is that? Kuf mem tes amid beis, I got it wrong. Kuf mem, it's around there. I don't remember exactly. Kuf mem zayin, whatever. Around there, the Gemara that we discussed about the Rashbam. Sorry, Kuf mem vavamabes. Thank you. Kuf mem vavamabes. There it is. The Gemara about once a person decides nothing in Vagarsha, already in Loperos. We spoke about how the process starts already right by the decision. But either way, it's a unique type of process. But the man could write the get even though the woman is not there, right? Because the Rashbam says, because it's Balkarcha, and the woman is not even Midaraisa going to have a say in accepting it, pre-Rabbeinu Gershom. V'hashover le'isha avabishin v'ayla ima. The receipt that the woman received her ksuba, that could be written for the woman, even though the husband's not there. Why? Because it's a chov for the woman. Right, if there's this receipt, that means that she got her ksuba ready. And it's a zchus for the man. So zachal adam shlo b'fanav. So the man, you can write it even though it's out there. And the woman will give the receipt to the husband upon receiving the ksuba. Ubilvachi yehemakiran. As long as they recognize the names. What does that mean? That phrase will be discussed in the Gemara. Before we turn, v'abalnos in schar. And the husband, though, has to pay for the get to be written. He has to pay the scribe fees. Tosfos asks, in Afal Pishe Nishto Imo, why aren't we worried that you're going to write the get in Nisan? He's not going to give it for 3 months, but he will eat peiros in the interim. But once he gives the get, the woman will go to Lekuchos and say, my husband, you know, we were divorced 3 months ago, and he sold this to you for my peiros a month later. So she's going to be able to collect from Lekucho. So why are we worried that you're going to write the get? You're not going to give it for another 3 months. Says Tosis, people don't write get so early. Last three skinny lines of Tosis. Yomari, delo maktim inish peranusa lanafshe. A person, the tragic case of having to give a get, the bizbeach is moritz mos, the Mishnah in Gittin says at the end, right, so says the, people don't do that early before they have to. Only if there's a problem, but we don't chosesh in general that it was too early. That is all about get. Next, koshvin shtar lelove. Aval pi she'ein malve imo. You can write a shtar to a love, even though the malve is not there. Again, why? Because a shtar is a schus for the malve. The das hamischayev, which we've mentioned, is the main ingredient for a shtar. The one who is committing himself. That's the uniqueness of Ishtar. That's how Ishtar is not considered Eidus Bishtar, which is excluded. Mi piyam velo mi piksavam. How do you get out of that? Tosfos in Ksubis on Daf Chaf, the Baal Amar in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, both say the same vart, and that is Das HaMischayev. The committing Das is an exception. That's not Eidus. That's an exception. That's what Ishtar is. And therefore, once you have that, the lova, you don't need the malva there. V'yinkos on the malva, she'yeh lova imo. But you can't write it for the malva until the lova is there, because that is a chov for him. V'halova nosin schar. And the lova is the one who pays for the scribe. Kos v'inshallah says finish, and I'll make a comment. Kos v'inshallah mocher afal b'shein lokeach imo. You can write a star for a seller of something, even though the buyer is not there. Again, because the mocher is the one that is mischayev, giving the item. Then kosin lokeach at shiyeh mocher imo. And the buyer cannot have the star until the seller is there. V'halokeach nosin schar, and the buyer pays the money. Ein kos v'inshtari erisim v'nisuin, ela midashnayam. A star erisim v'nisuin, that is only given if they are both there. What are shtar erisin? What's a shtar erisin? The Rashbam writes one word. I'm sorry, let's talk about erisin first. Shtar erisin, the Rashbam writes, are shtarei psiktas. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan. Shtarei psiktas are the documents of agreement between the machatanim, what we would call the tznaim, that they agree to But it was a real financial document in those days. They agreed to give a certain amount of money to their children, and if they reneged, that was a real financial obligation, and it could be brought to court. So shtari psiktas. So that's what shtari eris is. So you only write that based on the agreement of the two parties. Vinisuin. What's a shtar nisuin? What's a shtar nisuin? No shtar is by nisuin. So the Ritva in Ksuba says, in a place where the husband and wife agree to commit things to each other, what they bring into the marriage, what she does, what he does, right? That's what the Ritva says. But the Rashbam here says, third skinny line, Ksuba. The shtar nisuin is the Ksuba. So Ksuba must be written midas shneim. Ask the Ritva, the Ksuba? Is the Ksuba written midas the isha? What do you mean? It's a hischaivus of the husband. So the Ritva says, unless the Rashbam means in a case where the ksuba, there was no kinyan done, because if there was a kinyan done, then for sure the husband does it by the chasen's tish, the woman doesn't even know what's going on. She knows about the ksuba. But it is interesting that the ksuba is called the shtar nisuin, because after all, the ksuba is not a marriage document. Ksuba has nothing to do with the marriage. It has to do, means Rabbana, one is not allowed to live with their wives unless they have a ksuba. But a person is fully married without a ksuba. Nobody should think that a ksuba is a marriage document. It might be closer to a marriage license, but not a marriage document, because it gives license for you to stay married in the normal way of a husband and a wife. But even without a ksuba, they are fully married. V'achazan knows in schar, and the chazan pays for the scribe and all of these. Eikos and shtar arisas v'kablonis, and lamidash neyem. Viter, you don't write, arisas v'kablonis, sharecropping. End of Mesechus Bamitzia. That's where these sugis were. Elamidash neyem, you have to do the sharecropper and the owner. V'makabon osin schar, and the sharecropper is the one who pays for the scribe. Eikos and shtar birurin. You don't write shtar birurin, meaning a document that say which judges we agree to. Levarer, right? Zebor Loecha, Zebor Loecha. Third parak in Meseches Sanhedrin. V'chol Ma'aseh Bezdin. In any document of Bezdin that's recorded, El Midas Shneim, all the parties have to be there. V'shneim Nosin Schar, and they both pay for it in that case. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, L'shneim Kosvin, Shnayim, L'ze La'atzmo, U'laze La'atzmo. No, the Edom write two shtaros in these cases. Two shtaros in these cases. Okay. Vayter in the Gemara. Let's finish up, and then Hashem, we will continue again tonight. Tonight, 8:30. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow's daf. Ma, Yubavachi, Hei Makiran. Says the Gemara, what does that line mean going back to the original of the... Oh, just one other alright I wanted to make. We mentioned this a long time ago, but the Torah quotes a Machlokas. But it's right here. Machlokas in the Ramban and the Rashba. What happens if the Lover writes a shtar, as it says here, the Lover can write a shtar, because the Malveh promised that he's going to lend me money. The Lover writes a shtar, and then I bring the shtar to court, and I say, the Malveh never lent me money. Could the Malveh say, yeah, I decided against it, I don't want to lend you money? Does the Malveh have that right after a shtar is written? How strong is that shtar that says Reuven lent Shimon money? Once that shtar is written, so Pashas, you would say, he could back out, nothing happened yet. But says the, I forgot who says what, but the Torah quotes both of these in Simon Lamitas. One Shita says, no, once the shtar is written, then the Loveh has given the Malveh his shibudim. And the shibudim are so strong, as we've spoken about in the past, that the Malveh now has to lend me the money. Unbelievable. Right, so Machlokas in the Torah. 2 days. Machlokas Ramban and Rashba right here on this Mishnah. Right, what do you say is the Malveh forced then? Okay. Says the Gemara. My Ubavachi Yemakirin, what does that mean? Amar Abiyuda Mara Ubavachi Yemakir Shemo Ish Beget Veshemo Isha Beshovar. Even though you could write the get just by the husband and the shovar just by the wife, you have to make sure that you know these are the people involved. Right, the sofer can't write it for a stranger. He's got to know that this is the man, and he's got to know the woman. Yosef Rav Safar of Rav Acha Barahuna, Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Yosef Abayag Abayu. These three rabbis were sitting by Abayu, Yosef coming by Luhu, and they were all discussing the following question: Shema Ish Beget in Shema Isha Lo, Shema Isha Beshover in Shema Ish Lo. Is it that you only have to know one of the parties in each case? If you're writing a get, you only have to know you only have to recognize the husband. If you're writing a shover, you only have to recognize the woman. V'leichush, why aren't we worried? Dilma kasav gita v'azel umanti le'itzadeheich. Maybe a person will have a get written, and he'll give it to the wife of this person. Uvzin in azla kasva isha shover v'yavel agaver de la dila. Or the woman will have a shover, and she'll give it to a man that's not her husband. Meaning, if you don't know both parties involved, isn't there a worry that there's going to be trickery? And the Gemara, so Abaya, who overheard this conversation, says, you're right. Amalu Abaya, again, Abaya, he's the man in this parak. Hachi amarav, shema ish beget v'hu adin l'shema isha. Shema isha b'shover v'hu adin l'shema ish. Yeah, you got to know everybody. If you're writing a get or writing a shover, they have to know both parties. Ah, it says the Gemara, V'leichush, L'shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adoram B'yirachas. Maybe there are two Yosef and Shimons living in the same city. Right? Maybe Ari Choshesh, right? No last names. Right? Maybe there were Choshesh that there's a man, even if you know this man, maybe there's a man with the same name that's married with a woman to the woman with the same name. So Amar Lahu Rabach Barhu Nahachi Amarav Shde Yosef Ben Shimon Adram Birachas in Megarshin Shusayim El Zeb Bifnei Zeh. That's why there's a halacha. There's a Din Rabbanan. If you live in the city with somebody with the same name as you, so then you only let it divorce your wife in front of that other person. That's the halacha, and therefore you won't run into any problems because everybody will know whose get this was written for. Valechosh. So fine, that's within a city. Why aren't we worried? They'll go to the next city. Leichosh Dilma Azel Lamasa Achrita Umachzik Le Lishmei BYosef Ben Shimon. Maybe he'll go to a different city and he'll call himself by a different name. He'll call himself Yosef Ben Shimon because of Gita, and then he'll get a get. And Umamti Le Litzadeich, and then he'll bring it back to the old city, and then he'll give it. So are we worried about that? The people are going to get a fake. So we say no. Amar Lahu Rav Huna Bar Pechinina Achiyam Arav Kol Shehuksak B'Shmo Be'ir Shloshim Yom. People wouldn't put on such a facade and such a fake for 30 days. If they did it for 30 days, it must be they're telling the truth. People are they're going to be worried that they're going to be found out. Even if they're trying to play a game, they're not going to be in a city for 30 days and not say anything without identifying themselves. And once it's 30 days, you assume that that's a person. That's a true person. Lo is chazik ma'ay. The Gemara just ends off. What if it's before 30 days? Is there any way to tell if this is his real name or not before 30 days? Amar Abaya to Karu Leva Ani. Yeah. When he's not looking, call his name. See if he answers. Right? See if he answers, because that'll be automatic. Rav Zvid Amar, that wouldn't work. Rama'a Bermuuse Zahir. No, a trickster practices. He practices. He's not going to fall for that. And therefore, that is not going to work. Interesting discussion I saw in the Pische Tshuva, and one of the Akronim discuss it. We know that there's a Tzavar Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Right, the will Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, which the Rabbi Yehuda already says, is not for Klal Yisrael, because many things in there are against what it says in Shas. But some of the issues are quoted in some of the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch. So if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva in Simon Beis in Eben Ezer, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes the Tzavar Yehuda HaChassid that a person should not marry a girl where the girl has the same name as the mother-in-law and the son-in-law has the same name as the father-in-law. That was one of the thoughts into the Tzavar Yehuda HaChassid. So the question was once brought to the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said, no problem. The Chassid should add a name. It's the right girl, so just add a name. Halacha l'maisa, I don't think this is done. I think it's just, you know, you get married, and I don't think people are as machbit about this. But the Chassam Sofer quotes, it's Pitzchei Tshuva Os Zayin, Halacha l'maisa, L'shanos Shem HaChasan, Mipnei Shahaya Shmo Kishem Chosno, V'su Ein Beis Mechesh, Ayin Sham. No problem. That's the Chassam Sofer. So I saw one of the Achronim, somebody quotes one of the Achronim who says, maybe this should be done at least 30 days before the wedding. Based on our Gemara, where it takes 30 days to be machzik Hashem, so at least change the name 30 days before the wedding, so that, if this is a kepeda, so you see from this Gemara that it takes 30 days for a name to be hochzak. Okay, we will stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue later today with a couple of short pieces, and then Asmachta. Kuf Samaches in Bava Basra is one of the Asmachta sugyas, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue that. Again, today's sponsor was, today's daf was sponsored, Leila Nishmas Milton Ehrenreich on his 25th yard sites by his son, Sheldon Ehrenreich. We thank you for the sponsorship.